tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of today. And for those of you in our listening area of 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, I highly recommend that you drive over to Sheboygan. Go to Dunham's. They have a blue water tank. It's 7 gallons capacity. Made by, I believe it's Reliant. They're out of Canada. They're $19.99 on sale right now. And if you're military, they'll give you a 10%, $2 off. You'll get these for $17.99. Vicky and I went there and bought 8 of them. We went over just down the road there to MAGA Water, John and Jamie's Davis operation, their factory, their building, their store, and Jamie rinsed them out and filled them up with 7 gallons of MAGA water. We had them in the Yukon. I inflated the air shocks a little bit. Mr. Snoop was in the back. We brought them home. I stored them in the garage. We are on our third tank. Folks, I cannot believe the difference in my vision. My eyesight is crystal clear. The minerals that are in this water and my hydration, I got on the scale this morning. I weighed in at 210. My hydration has gone up 5 percentage points since I started drinking MAGA water. When I started, I was at 52% hydration. I'm up to 57. And I'm not drinking any more water. I'm averaging about a half gallon a day, along with my meals and taking my supplements and my vitamins and all the things I'm taking. But all of a sudden, my eyesight has come back. It's crystal clear. I had those little floaty things going because of my weight loss. My eye doctor told me, Randy, you're no longer pre-diabetic. Your sugar level is completely balanced now, and it's affecting your eyes. I might have to get a new prescription for my glasses because my vision's getting better. I think it's because of Missy's supplements, Tim Roberts, Patriots Relief, CBD, the gummies, and the soft gels and the drops we're taking, and the MAGA water was the final missing component to it. Go get the 7 gallon jugs, the 4 or 5 gallon jugs, whatever you can find, whatever you can buy. Take them over there and fill them up. They give you a discounted rate. Mention Trucker Randy, mention the radio show. You'll get a discount. Bringing your own containers, they'll fill it up with their artesian spring well, 8.3 pH, soft water, no iron, other minerals right from the core of the earth, not exposed to the air, directly into your jugs. Take them home and start drinking this water. You will not believe how you feel. I'm sleeping better. I have more energy. My vision's back. And this has been a God thing. I am so absolutely blessed to have met John and Jamie Davis at MAGA Water there in Sheboygan. 1406 Mackinac Avenue. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. These guys are patriots just like us. John's a veteran. Absolutely love these guys. By the way, I believe 10% of their net profits after expenses, they donate to veteran organizations. I'll get that verified with John. Greatly appreciate them. Welcome to our radio family. And yeah, we're on the third tank. We've got five more to go, and then I'll be coming back for more. Dear Rendon just sent me some information. We're going to get into that. Talking all things Michigan Republican Party this week. I hope and pray you're interested. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Oh, once upon a midnight theory awoke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. I got this from former State Representative Dare Rendon, who is now the chair of the 1st Congressional District, voting out Sue Aller. And part of the court filings yesterday, this came via a message from Dan Hartman, Emmett County Precinct Delegate, attorney who filed paperwork yesterday to fight Judge Bought and Paid For Rossi's decision. Christina Caramo is abiding by the judge's order to not act as chair, but has not conceded the following arguments. The court lacks jurisdiction in this intra-party dispute. That's point number one. The court, Rossi, he has no jurisdiction over the Michigan Republican Party. Point number two, none of the plaintiffs have a real interest or standing. Why? Because William Hamilton pointed this out and corrected me on yesterday's show. Pete Hoekstra was not part of the et al. Group. I thought he was. The lead plaintiff was the former vice chair, co-chair, Melinda Pago. The lawsuit from the paperwork that I saw said Melinda Pago, comma, et al. Et al. E-T-A-L. So, A-L, excuse me. I automatically assumed that that was Pete Hoekstra. Pete Hoekstra was not part of the et al. Pete not being part of the lawsuit is fatal to their case. Why? Because Pete Hoekstra did not sue. Pete Hoekstra did not get a victory from Judge Rossi, the bought and paid for attorney. Therefore, as the chair, Pete Hoekstra not being part of the lawsuit, he got none of the relief that he granted. Point number three, the proper cause of action for tying an office dispute when the court has jurisdiction is quo warranto, which is not what happened. On the initial two-half-day hearing scheduled when Dan Hartman was unavailable, it required them to retain a new lawyer to join the legal team. We were grateful to have Don Campbell as that attorney. When Laudenbach, that was the attorney for Warner, Norcross, and Judd, representing Pago and others, when he consumed up all the time with his proofs, we moved for dismissal similar to directed verdict, which the judge refused to consider. Finally, the judge in the case scheduled a third day of hearings, limiting our proofs. He only gave us a half a day. We were only allowed to present 30% of our case, not allowing us to call policy chair Heath Wall as a witness, forcing us to change lawyers a third time because Don Campbell was unavailable and I could not try the case because I was a witness. The judge read a ruling into the record that was unrelated to our proofs and was actually prepared before we even began. As the merits of the motion for injunctive relief, it requires fairness and absolute impartiality. That's not what the judge did. Michigan Republican bylaws hold that proxies may not be used to attain a quorum for the removal of officers, which is exactly what the judge allowed. Proxies are not allowed at a state committee meeting for the removal of an officer. I'm not talking about a convention. That's a different thing. The bylaw says if you're going to remove an officer, proxies cannot be allowed. They have to be there in person. Rossi allowed it. When a minority creates a second group using poorly drafted rules to have two separate groups claiming quorum, there's no way to say that any process is fair when only 40 voting members of a 107-member body voted to remove Christina. basically overriding the will of 1,161 duly elected precinct delegates who elected her at state convention February of 2023. As to the merits of the removal, the court tightwalked the rules, accepting everything that was planned and executed by the plaintiffs and their attorney, allowing basically none of our arguments to go forward. There was never a good explanation on how Kathy Burden, who is not an elector in Michigan, could be considered in good standing and take official action, and that per the plaintiff's expert witness was basically a case killer. So now what? The case is set for a jury trial in June of 2024, but in the meantime, an order that is not final can only be appealed by requesting permission from the Court of Appeals for a leave to file an interlocutory appeal. The request was filed yesterday, February 28th. It contains a request for an emergency consideration and a request to stay or suspend the order of the lower circuit court. I've been told by Dennis Smith that they are required to provide an answer in right now based on what time is left. They have 38 minutes. It has to be done by noon. It's now 11:22. It is unknown, this is as of yesterday, whether the Court of Appeals will act, and when will they act. As to the location of the March 2nd convention, that issue was not covered by the order. I'm abiding by the order while it's in place. I consider myself as of January 6th to be relieved as duty of general counsel to the Michigan Republican Party. The general counsel's office is vacant until a candidate is approved by the state committee or the court order is lifted. As to whether Pete, by the power vested in him, can change the venue after the call to conventions went out in January stating the location of the convention would be Detroit. For him to move it from Detroit to Grand Rapids and to pay for it with unregulated funds and thereby overturn the vote of the committee by the power of the chair remains a legal question as of yesterday, Wednesday, February 28th. There are convention rules and credentialing rules that were approved by the RNC in September that makes any convention in Grand Rapids to be very risky to losing the entire delegation. As a side note, January 9th at the scheduling conference, it was represented that harm and hurry so that Pete was going to spend $200,000 from donors on a new venue in Grand Rapids. I suppose that is what we are in for as decisions go forward. Please be aware that the Caramel team negotiated the lease of Huntington Place for under $20,000. Hookster's paying DeVos $200,000. You see how they just piss away money to their friends. Hookster's going to give $200,000 to DeVos family for the Amway Grand Plaza. Christina negotiated Huntington Place for $20,000. The fine we paid the Lansing Center for staying late a few hours at the convention in February of 2023. Caramel's administration also had Huntington Place convention location paid for back in December of 2023 before January 6th. I want to briefly discuss the Constitution and its release by Jim Copas. Don't care at all. We're not going to talk about that. I'm going to see if I can copy. Can I copy this thing? Man, it's quite long. Let's see. I'm in Signal, so can I copy it? If I push on it, it's not highlighting. Okay, so I'm going to have to text Dare and ask her to send it to me in a text message. I got it through. Yeah, I have a major issue. What's going on? I just received this. Do you have an issue with me and stand-up? We have a very good relationship and have no problem communicating, so I found this text to be very strange. You need to let Tammy Clark know that Trucker was bad-mouthing her about stand-up this morning. Thank you for sending that to Tammy, whoever you are. Greg asked a very simple question. In turn, how much money of Huckstra's does Huckstra get back? You mean like kickbacks? Yeah. Kickbacks. So, you know what? I'm done. I'm done, 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 done. I'm going to rest this until, unless I get more information before the end of the show at 12 noon today. I'm going to make phone calls. I'm going to talk to people. We are absolutely going to get to the bottom of this today. You do not want to miss tomorrow's show. I will try to give a short, brief synopsis in the first half hour tomorrow's show at 9 o'clock to 9:30, and then in the last segment at 11:50 to 11:58. You have my word. We'll try to do it. Bottom line, we'll get to the bottom and you'll know what to do for Saturday. We'll figure this out. We'll have answers for you tomorrow. I've got some stories from Lansing. I'm going to downshift. We're going to shift directions and we're going to go in a different direction. We're going to go to Lansing and see what's up there in the last half hour of today's show. But I got to tell you, the fact that this group, Melinda Pago, Hoekstra, whoever, J.D. Glasser, all you guys, for you to go into lawfare, Democrat tactics against the will of the people, the precinct delegates duly elected, paying for hotel rooms, ready to go to Detroit to screw them over. You're not getting our support ever. And if you think it's more important to have Betsy DeVos and the donor class to be part of your Michigan Republican Party, well, we're going to create conservative union groups in every county region. We're going to get new precinct delegates, and we're going to take over your convention again next year. And we're going to get our candidate elected. It won't be Christina. It'll be somebody else. But it'll be somebody that knows our values and principles, and will do the ethically right thing and not be loyal to the donor class and the good old boys. It's going to happen. Mac from St. Ignace sent me some scripture. We'll get into that as well. Mac says, God bless you, Trucker. Matthew 10:20. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. End quote. God is great all the time. Thank you, Mac. I appreciate that scripture. That is my entire being. I'm the Hour Newsbreak. We'll be right back.